The prosecution alleged that in December, Childers hosted a party in his Trailside area residence, including six youngsters who were 14 or 15 years old. Charges say he provided marijuana and encouraged the teens to smoke it. In January, after a police investigation began, the county said that in recordings, Childers is heard telling four of the teens to, quote, deny, 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 unquote, that they were given drugs. Under the agreement Monday, Childers pled to seven of the charges against him. Those were three counts of distribution or arranging to distribute a controlled substance, three counts of tampering with a witness, and one count of obstructing justice. The counts are all felonies, but if Childers meets the conditions of the plea abeyance agreement, they will be reduced to misdemeanors. In return, the county is dismissing 10 other counts of distribution, tampering, or contributing to the delinquency of a minor. His defense attorney, Greg Stortis, said they came to an agreement late last week and on Monday.
We've been working toward an agreement on this matter for several months. County attorney and I met on Friday, or at least spoke on Friday, and decided that it was probably a good time to enter into this plea and abeyance arrangement. The devil's always in the details, and we were working out some things, but we finally got those all shored up on Monday morning.
The case had been scheduled for a trial, but last Thursday, Childress was arrested, according to County Attorney Margaret Olson. The county had filed a motion to revoke his pretrial release status. According to the motion from Prosecutor Blake Hills, the defendant was ordered to undergo random drug testing. On the 5th of July, he tested positive for methamphetamine, amphetamine, and benzodiazepine. The same day, a search warrant led to syringes being found in his residence. The defendant admitted he had used meth and was struggling with addiction. We asked Stortis if the county's action was a factor in the plea agreement.
The county's decision to try to revoke his release was not a factor, and in fact, he is now released. But everything that is going on in this case was fluid, and we were working together, and it finally just coalesced to an agreement on Monday.
The plea document on Monday ordered that Childers would be released from the county jail and would transfer to the Brighton Recovery Center in the Ogden area. Childers is scheduled to be sentenced on October 15th. Stortis said in the meantime he will be expected to follow conditions of the plea in abeyance.
It requires him to comply with several conditions that are very critical and very important. We have every reason to believe he'll do that, and I think the state does too, or they wouldn't have made this plea arrangement.
Defense Attorney Greg Stortis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.